Okay, so we are on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. I think by the words Bacho Tivcho, Bacho Bachu Bacho. So the Gemara was being darshaning a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk continues Bacho Bacho LaHalech. What does that mean? You should wail and cry for the one who was walking. So Rav Yehuda LaHalech B'Lobanim. You should cry. You should talking about having extra bichia. You should cry extra for someone who's niftar without any children. Yeshua ben Levi, lo azal lebei ivla. Rav Yeshua ben Levi, I guess in the same context, did not go to an avel's house, to a base avel, elo lemanda azal bani, except for somebody who passed away without children, because there were no avelim. So he would go, that's the house he would go to be covered for the mace. Right, to chsiv, becho, becho, lahalech. I'm not sure who you were Menachem avel in that situation. Maybe there are other family members. There could be other family members who say, like a brother or something. So that's why that's the house that he would go to. The pasuk continues, right? The full pasuk is b'chul b'chol laholich ki lo yashuv od v'ra'at eretz maladato. He will not return again and see the land of his birth. So Rav Huna Amar, what is this talking about? Ki lo yashuv od zesha avar avera v'shana bo. This is somebody who does an avera and then repeats it, and does it again. He's not going to be able to do lashuv. He's not going to be able to do tshuva. What is that? Why? Because Rav Huna l'tamei, we've seen a few times. Then Rav Huna came on Sha'avar Adam Aveir Vishanabo. Once a person does an Aveir and then repeats it, Hutrulo becomes Mutter to him. So Mar says, Hutrulo Sakalaita, all of a sudden becomes a Mutter. Ela Emanasis Lo Keheter. It becomes as if like he acts towards it like it's Heter. Once you get used to an Aveir, you continuously do it over and over again. It's as if it becomes Heter. Not that it is Mutter, but you behave as if it's Mutter. No, just continuing the drush of the Pasuk.
Slow down.
It doesn't open. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, so just continue with the drasha of the pasuk. Right? So the pasuk continues. Lo yashuv od ra'az eretz maladato. So he says that lo yashuv od means he can't return again. Amar Rabbi Levi.
What
gentile mean? It's nothing to do with that. It's just a continuation of the drasha of the pasuk.
Uh-huh.
This is part two of the pasuk.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Avel. Right, Avel, he has to be very careful because the Midas Hadin is on his house. So Shlosha Yomim are showing him the first 3 days he's sitting Shiva. Yiras Atzmakil Cher Munachas Lo Bench Day, verse says, Ksteifav. He should view as if the sword is between his shoulders or over his neck. Shlosha At Shiva, from day 3 to day 7, Ki'ilu Munachas Lo Kenegad Bekaran Zavis. The sword is in the corner of the house, in the room. Bekam the Elech Kilo Veris Kenegad Beshuk, as if the Cher is, you know, when he walks in the marketplace. That's what the sword is. In other words, be careful because the Midas Adin is hovering over you. That's why you have to, so you, I guess it's the idea to do tshuva. Maybe be careful and to do tshuva.
So the Shulman lady maybe didn't go to anybody unless they had children.
Unless they didn't, that person died without children.
Isn't this my veil on
well, maybe you didn't hold like that. It's a Durabanan. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's the only place you go. You don't want to be in Vatel's Torah. I don't know. Tosas points out, we count the Elif Kilo Veris Kenegdo Bashuk. He says, how long? Adid Beis Chodesh. That's for 12 months. That's what you get to the idea. It's 12 months. Vahachi Isa B'Yushalmi. This is what it says in Yushalmi. It's the Baal Tosos. Kol Shiva Acher Hishlufa Ad Shloshim Acher Hishlufa. It's like drawn. Ad Shlosha Hirofefes. I guess it's still being, boy, he's walking around with it. Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh, he chozeres l'tara. It goes back into its seat, I guess. It goes back to with being covered. L'ma adover dome, what's it similar to? The kippa shel avanim, it's like a pile of stones. Kevan shi nizdazeya achas me'en, once one of them moves, nizdazu kulam, all of them are subject to be moving. Right? V'shah sidan, nam yaminan, echa mina achin shamei, sidagu kol achin. One dies, everyone else should be worried. Just be careful. Okay. The mission then said that you do not put the bed of the mace, that put the bed of the mace in the street during Chol HaMoed. But lo shel nashim lo olam b'nei kavod. And you never do it for a woman. So Amar Nahardai lo shanu. This din about not putting the woman in the street. That's only, I guess, part of the plural. That's Ella Chaya. That's somebody who just gave birth. I guess she died machmas haleda because she is now still. She has lots of liquids coming out from her. Aval shar nashim. But other nashim we're not choshesh for the zivas dam. That's not choshesh for that. But Rabbi Lezer Omer says a few shar nashim, even other women, you don't put their their deathbed in the street. Because it says by Miriam, Vatamasha Miriam, Miriam died there, Vatikaver Sham, and she was buried there. So why does it say the word Sham twice? Samuch Lamisa Kvura, bury her right away. You don't do this extra step of putting the bier out in the street. Okay, so now that we mentioned Misa's Miriam, they're going to bring another few items regarding Misa of Miriam and Aaron. Right, so there's a brisa of Avashah that says that there were a couple of people who the Malach HaMaveis didn't have any shlita over them, and instead they died with a neshika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave them a neshika, and that's how they died. So Amar Rabbi Lezer, Af Miriam and neshika Mesa. Miriam died with a neshika, just like Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron died with a neshika, so too did Miriam. So Asya, Sham, Sham, B'Moshe. Because you learn the Zayr Shav from Sham, from Moshe. It says by Miriam, Vatamash Sham Miriam. And it says by Moshe, Vayamash Sham Moshe. So, and over there, it was Al Pi Hashem. So to Miriam, is Al Pi Hashem. When we b'nei ma'lo nemra ba'al Pi Hashem. So why doesn't it say in the mouth, with the mouth of Hashem? Right? B'nei, Sheganai Adavar La'omrar. From Omro. It's a Ganai to say that Hashem, I guess, kissed Miriam. Because I guess there's a Raya that comes Baruch Hu was male. I'm not sure what that means. It's a Ganai to say it comes Baruch Hu kissed Miriam. So therefore, it doesn't say it. But really, you should know that that's how she died. She died up in Nishika. So even though it's a good idea to say it, we say it. Am Rabbi Ami. Lama Nismucha Misas Miriam LaParsha's Paraduma. Why is the Parsha, the death of Miriam, connected to the Parsha Paraduma? Lomer Lacha, to tell you, Ma Paraduma Chaperis, just like the Paraduma was Mechaper on, I believe, the Cheta Egel, was what that came down over there. Right, Tosos points it out. Ma Paraduma Chaperis Paris on Maisa Egel. Right, so Tavo Imo, the mother comes. So the Paradum of Parsha was there to be mechaper on the Chet Egel. So too, Ach Mitasa Shal Tzadikim and Tzadkanios over here. So too, the Misa of Miriam was mechaperes. What is that? It was mechaperes for what?
Oh.
For what? No,
it's supposed to.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's Mechaperes as well. I thought that would be on a specific Aveira also,
yeah,
because Paraduma is talking about a specific. Tosis points out Paraduma is Mechaper on a specific Aveira that took place. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Lama nismicha misas Aaron lebidei kahuna. Why is the parsha of the death of Aaron connected to the parsha of bidei kahuna? It says over there by Yavshin Moses Aaron is begadol by Yigvashu Semes Elazar Beno Yomis Aaron Sham. Talks about specifically removing the vestments and putting them on somebody else, and then he died. Ma bidei kahuna mechaperes, just like bidei kahuna is mechaper. Af misas tzadikim mechaperes. The bidei kahuna mechaper, so too the misas of tzadikim is mechaper. Okay, so now that we mentioned the misa of neshika, the Gemara is going to mention different types of misos. So Tana Rabbanan, Mace Pisom, someone dies suddenly without being sick. Zohi Misa Chatufa, that's a grabbed Misa. I guess that's not so good. Chal Yom Echav Mace, if he sick for one day and then dies. Zohi Misa Dechufa, that's also, it's being pushed to go quickly. Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel Omer, Zohi Misa Smagefa, that's if you're sick for one day and died, that's the Misa of a plague, meaning that Hashem hits you when you die. Shenemar, this is a pasuk again about Yecheskel, who's talking about the death of his wife. Hashem says to him, Ben Adam, which is what Hashem always calls Yecheskel, Hinani lo keichem chas machmali necha b'magefa. I am taking for you your machmali necha, your wife, b'magefa. So she's going to die in magefa. And how does she die? Uksiv, and it says after that, it says, Vadaber el am boker, I spoke to the am during in the morning, but Thomas ishti b'erev, and my wife died that, you know, at night. Meaning, I told the nevuah to the nation, that day my wife got sick, and that evening she died. So she died after one day of being sick, and Hashem calls that a magefa. So if you die, if you're sick for one day, then you die, that's a magefa. The Brice then continues, Shnei Yom HaMeis, if you're sick for 2 days, then you die. Zoe Misas Techuya, another type of Misa, Misa Techuya. Shlosha, if you're sick for 3 days, that's Misa called Ga'ara, meaning that someone doesn't like you, so you're Goer to him. Arba is Nazifa. That's Misas Nazifa. And Chamisha, Zoe Misas Akolazam. Chamisha is normal. To be sick for 5 days and then die, that's a good Misa. That's the way. No, Chamisha.
Six to seven or eight or 2 months, 3 months.
All right, so maybe it means more than five. Okay. 6 days, 5 days and on.
Sick for a long time, it can't be a good
thing. Right.
Right, we always see.
One, two, three, it's great.
Right, so see.
business.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. You want to take care of your business. But we say, when you reach a certain age, obviously, it's a different yeah. story. Guy who's, you know, 20...
Guy gets a heart attack, 1, 2, 3, some
right, but a guy who's 27 and it happens to then...
Yeah, because it doesn't, you don't understand it. Well, it doesn't hurt the family.
So there's a difference, I think there's a difference between... Way, you know, I think there's a difference between an 85-year-old and a 27-year-old. Right. It makes, you know, makes a difference. So Amar Ichanin, Mikra, what is the pasuk that teaches us that after 5 days, that's considered a positive Musa? Because they're saying that the pasuk by Moshe, it's the Vayomer Hashem, Moshe, Hein Karvu Yemech Lamus. Behold, your days of dying are coming near. Right? So Hain is one. We'll see that Hain means one. Karvu is the coming close, is the plural, is two. Karvu is Trei. Yamecho Trei Hachamisha, that's 5 days. And how do we know that Hain means one? The Gemara says, Chad, Hain is Chad. So came Belosh and Yavani, Koyim Achas Hain. There's a Greek word, the number for one is Hain, I guess. Okay? That's why the Torah wrote it. Meis Chamishim Shana. If you die when you're in your 50th year, zoi misa karis. That's considered karis. Chamishi mushtai, if you die at 52, zoi misa shal shmuel haramasi. That's when you die the same way as shmuel haramasi dies, shmuel hanavi dies. Shishim, zoi misa b'yei shemayim. Shishim, that's misa b'yei shemayim, but they point out here, this doesn't mean the punishment of misa b'yei shemayim. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu took you in time, 60 years old. Okay? I don't think we'd say that, not, but the modern, we wouldn't say that. No, not at all. 60 years is young.
Young man.
Yep. Thank God for modern medicine and for fluoride in the water. You know, the things like the different things that we have to help. Amar Mar Zutra, Mikra, what's the Pasuk? The Ksiv is the Pasuk in Eov. It says, Tavo Bichelech Eli Kever. I should vote Bichelech into the grave. And Kelech is Gematria Shitin Havu. It's 60. Right? Kelech Beis is 2, Chaf is 20, Lam is 30, Ches is 8, equals 60. Okay. Shivim, if you die 70, that's Seva. That's a ripe old age. Shmonim is Gvurus, that you have, that's strength. Iksiv, you may shall say to him, Shivim Shana, our years are 70. In the Gvurus, if it's Gvurus, Shmonim Shana. Tosos just points out, Tosos struggles, that there seems to be different makoros for different, one's Kares, one's not, struggles throughout Shas, but seems to me here clearly that Kares is at the year, at age 50. And Amar Rabba says, no, Chamishim Vatshishim, that's Misa's Kares. From 50 to 60, that's considered Kares. Aye, so why did our Brises list that? Our Brises said only 15. He says, because Chayit below Ksiv Chashiv Lehu, Mishim Kodosh Shmuel or Masi. He wanted to give cover to Shmuel, who died at 52, so he lets people think that he died of Kares. So my question is, did he die of Kares, or did he not die of Kares? Because the Murray, he just says, if you die between 50 and 60, it's Kares.
Does
nobody
tell us why he died early?
I think so.
That's
similar to what we see later, because you can't have two ruling at once.
Right.
Is that saying the text, or is that a Gemara?
Right.
Rav Yosef, Kiev Bar Shitin, Abad Lu Yom Tov Lo Ravada. It's a birthday party. Rav Yosef made a 60th birthday party when he turned 60. Amar Nachmi Mikaris. I've walked out of the realm. I've escaped the realm of Karis. Amar Abai is a party pooper. He says, well, big deal. He's maybe Nechid and Nafik Leimar Mikaris Shani. Maybe left the realm of dying kares for in years. Allah mikares diyomi mi nafik mar. Who says you're going to die with 5 days of sickness? Maybe you'll be taken 1 day, 2 days. Maybe you're going to die that other type of death. So Amalei, so Rabbi says back to him, nikot lecha alach. Thanks. But mia palga beyadecha. There are two types of kares, and I've escaped from one. So I'll make a party for that one. Would have to make a party for both. Made a party for this one. Okay. Rav Puna.
What that means is so years versus days.
Right, the years of 60 years old, you have it's kares. But we just mentioned that the different types of days are called misa dechufa, misa this, misa that. So Avaya says, who says that you're going to die the at just being die the appropriate days?
No,
maybe.
He's saying kares diyomai.
Right, exactly.
What does that mean, kares diyomai?
The kares of the days.
But I know what does that mean.
Misa chatufa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it may be Rashi. No, Rashi Karis. Yeah. Rashi Karis, third line. Okay. Rav Huna noch nafshe pisom. Rav Huna died suddenly. So Habakkuk dogi Rabbanon. So they were worried, and maybe he had a misa chatufa. So Tanaluhu zuga de mehadiev. These two Tamil Chachamim who came from mehadiev, they said lo shanu, that a person died suddenly. That's considered a misa chatufa. Ella shelohi gilagvuros. That's if he did not reach 80. Aval Gila Gvuros, if he reached 80 and then he dies suddenly, Zohi Misa Nishiko. That's a Misa of a kiss of, that's a kiss of death. That's a good Misa. That's what you mentioned before. Okay. So now, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Chaye Bnei Mizone. How long are you going to live? The health of your children and your Parnasa, Lo Bezuchusa Talim Milsa. That's not Taloy in your Zuchusim. Ella B'mazal Talim Milsa. It's all Taloy Mazal. Tosos then has to struggle again. I thought we said Mazal Yisrael. How does this work? What does that mean? I'm not getting into that. The Ha, Rabbi Rav Chizda, you have Rabbi Rav Chizda, Tarvai Rabban Tzadiki Hadi. They were both war Tzadikim Gemurim. How do we know that? Because Mar Matzdi B'Asim Mitra, Mar Matzim Atvim Mitra. Each of them once took a turn of davening for rain, and the rain came. So they're both full-fledged Tzadikim. But nevertheless, Rav Chizda Chai Tishin V'Tetin Shinin. Rav Chizda lived for 92 years. Rabbi Chai Arboy, and Rabbi only lived for 80 years. Be Rav Chizda Shitin He... What?
40.
What did I say? No, 92 and 40 years. So Bei Rav Chizda Shitin Hilulei. Bei Rav Chizda, they were 60 simchas, 60 weddings. Bei Rabba Shitin Tichlei, they were 60 avelos. Bei Rav Chizda Simide Lekalba, they used to give fine flour to the dogs. Below Mizbai, and the dogs didn't have to eat it because the dogs were full already. And Bei Rabba, the house of Rabba, Nahamad Sa'ari Le'inshe, there's my raya that whole wheat bread is no good. He needs to give a whole wheat bread to the derogatory thing to give. This is barley bread. Okay, is it eat barley bread to people? Below mishtakach, and they wouldn't even enough. They gave him low. They didn't even have enough of this, so they were poor.
Was another part of family really?
Yeah, then we say he died. That's why he died young. That's mazel.
Oh,
okay. So there. That's what it says. So you see over here. I mean, there's a machlokas, the Gemara and Shabbos, and Daf Kufnuzbog, whether or not you say Mazel to Yisrael. It's a machlokas from Chanin and Rabbi Yochanan. So, I don't know how that works, right? I just don't know what's going on. So maybe you're only going like one, they're going like the Mandami here who says that you say Mazel to Yisrael. Rashi says, Tosos says, Hikshu B'Tosos, Hada Amram B'Sof Shabbos, Ein Mazel Yisrael. So he says, V'yishlomad l'fameh mishtaneh al-yidei Mazel. Maybe you have, the Mazel can alter certain things.
You can change.
Yeah, something like that. Ki hanu da hasim upamim she'im mishtana. Sometimes it doesn't. The mazel doesn't change. And what's the point of davening? All those things getting into. Okay. But Amar Rava, hani plas mile ba'al kamei shemaya. These three things I asked that Hakadosh Baruch Hu give me. Tarti yahavuli. Two were given to me, and one wasn't. What was given? Chadalo yahavuli, and one was not given to me. I asked for chukmate the Rav Huna. I got that. For Uzre Rav Chizda, and I guess for the wisdom of Rav Huna and the wealth of Rav Chizda, I got that, the Yavuli. But in Vasunuse de Rav Bar Huna, lo Yavuli. But I asked for the modesty of Rav Bar Huna, that wasn't given to me. I guess. What? That's clear. Okay, yeah. So Rav Seorim Achu de Rava. The person named Rav Seorim was the brother of Rava. Have a Yosef Kameh de Rava. He was sitting in front of Rava, and Rava is on his deathbed. Chazit to have a kaminam name. He saw that Rava is leaving. He's being his ghostes. So Amar Lei. So Rava says to Rav Seorim, Leim Leimar, you, my brother, tell the Malacham of this, the Lolitz Aron, that he should not pain me so much. I'm about to go. Tell the Malacham of this to keep me, not to pain me. So Amar Lei. So Rav Seorim says to him, wait, Mar Lav Shushvinihu, you're like a tzaddik. You talk to the Malacham of this all the time. You tell him. So he says to him, Amar Lei, Kevid Imsa Mazala. It's not my time now. My mazel has changed. It's not my time to die. And the Malcham Abbas is not going to listen to me. You tell him. It's okay. So Amalei, I'll tell him. But Litchazemar, come to me in a dream and tell me whether he pain, whether it didn't work. Did you have pain? Did you suffer or not? So Ischazelei, so Rabba came to Rav Seorim in a dream after he died. Amalei, so Rav Seorim asked him, Havalei Matzara, did you have pain? Amalei, he ribda de kusilta. I had the pain, I think it means that I had the same pain that you get from when you are drawing bloodletting, which is not so much. Small little, like a prick. So it's not a similar story. And this, I guess, happened earlier, because now we're talking about Rava sitting by Rav Nachman. And the story we just had now, Rava passed away. So Rava have a Yosef Kameh to Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman is on his deathbed. Chazit Kamenam Neim, he sees that he's dozing off, he's about to die. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says to Rava, Leim Leimar, Delo Letzaro, and tell him Malcham Abbas not to pain me. So Amar Lei, so Rava says to him, Mar Lav Adam Chashev, aren't you not an Adam Chashev? Why don't you tell him yourself? So Amar Lei, Man Chashev. How am I considered chashiv in the eyes of the Malacham Abbas? Now he's about to take it. Take me. Man Safim. Who's a person that people are afraid of? The Malacham Abbas is not afraid of me now. Man Rakia. Who is considered, a full, I think Rakia means Right, Rashi says mitukon lemivoyim, that is someone who's corrected, is full of midos, I guess, yeah, exalted. He's about to take me. So Amrlei, okay, I'll tell him. Rabbi says no problem. Lechazileimar, but come to me in a dream after you pass away. Let me know if it worked. So Itchazilei came to him in Amrlei, and Rabbi said to him, Havli lemar tzara, did you have pain? Amrlei, Rav Nachman says back, kimishchal benisa mechalava, like pulling a hair out of the milk. I mean, no, there was no pain, but va'af. The E Amar, but nevertheless, E Amar Li Akadosh Baruch Hu, Zilva Lama Kavish, you can go back and then you'll die again and you'll die again. I wouldn't do that. Lo Ba'ina, the Nafish Bi Suse. It didn't hurt, but I was really scared. It's very scary, but it didn't hurt. So I wouldn't want to, it wasn't painful, but I don't want to deal with that that fear again.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rabbi Lo.
They want
to hear
from the afterlife. They
want to
hear about that.
Yeah. They all, today, nowadays, also, everyone wants to talk about. They see the light, they see the body lifting. Everyone wants to know what happened to people in near-death experience. Everyone wants to know.
They don't want
to
know how he died. They want to know what's going on the other side.
But this guy wants to know. Well, he wants to know whether his tefillah worked. He wants to know whether his tefillah worked.
He wants to die without pain. Is that? They want to push off death.
That, not in this story. This story was they wanted to die without pain. They accepted the fact that death was coming. He said, "Name Lalo Tzara, you shouldn't pain me while I'm dying."
So what was the person who missed him?
Nishigo.
That means what? Die suddenly?
That's died from the. Yeah, died suddenly.
So that's not.
Right away.
That's
after 80, the Gemara said. After 80, it's not. That's what the Gemara just said.
Alright, so.
That's a way of dying.
Right, but alright. So
that's the Misa Sadiq.
Was before 80? Under
80? I do for whatever the listed was. What?
It says being sick for a day.
Sick for a day.
As opposed to not being sick at all.
Right, right. So Rabbi Lazar have a ka'achil truma. I guess Rabbi Lazar was eating truma. He was a kohen. It's chazilei. So the Malach HaMavis appeared to him. I guess it's your time. He says, let's go. So Amrlei, so Rabbi Lazar says, I can't go now. Truma ka'achil na. I'm eating truma. And right truma, it says, Mishmer Shrumasi. I can't. I'm going to die. And we can truma tamei. What am I supposed to do? Balaf kodesh ikrei. It's considered kodesh. So the Malach HaMavis was embarrassed. Chafle shaita. So he came back a different time. Okay. Right, Shane, these are wild stories. I don't know what to make of any of this. Even if you're asking the question, I don't know. Rav Sheshes, it's Chazilei B'shuka. Rav Sheshes, the Malach HaMavis, appeared to him in the marketplace. So Amrlei, Rav Sheshes asks him, B'shuka? You take me in the shuk, like a behemoth, like an animal? So Ace the God of Basie, come to my house, take me in the house. They went to the house. And I guess that's where he took him. Okay? Rav Ashi, it's Chazilei B'shuka. Also, it came to him in the shuk. So Amrlei, Rav Ashi says to him, just give me 30 days. Because I want to go over all my learning. Because I heard it. They say in Shemayim, praiseworthy the person who comes here with his learning in his hand. So I want time to chazer. So biyom tlosin asa. So on day 30, the Malach HaMavis comes back. So Amrlei, my kulin hai. You can't give me a try 30 days. You're late for minyan every day. But tis you come on time for? You're coming. It said 30 days. Wait for 30 days to finish. So kadachaka ragle debar. Nasan. So the Malach HaMavis says, no, I have to take you now. It's your time. I really have to take you. Because now, because it's Rav Nasan's time to be the Nasi, you are the Nasi. You have to go because you're pushing off Rav Nasan. I don't know why he can't just retire. And you can't have one Malchus overlap another Malchus, even like a hair's breadth. So your term is over. You got to die. So Rav Nasan can take over.
What was the
Malucha? The Nasi, maybe it was similar to the Malucha, I don't know. It's not real Malucha, it's just being the Rosh Hashiva. I'm not sure what that means. It just means that you can't be the Rosh Hashiva. I thought it meant that you just can't be the Rosh Hashiva at the time that somebody else is the Rosh Hashiva. First of all, the Yeshiva in Gush totally disproves that, as they have 2-4 Rosh Yeshiva, but
everybody's a Rosh Hashiva.
No, they even have 4 Rosh HaYeshiva. That's
now they did.
They had 2, and now I think it's 4. This is, Rav Amital was Nifter, Rav Lichtenstein was sort of semi-retired, and there are 4 Rabbanim who are now considered Rosh HaYeshiva. Right? Rav Lichtenstein's son, Gigi, somebody else, I'm not sure. I'll ask Hillel when he comes, I'm sure he knows. He probably appointed them. So, anyway, so Rav Chisda lo hava yachalei. Rav Chisda, the Malach HaMavis, could not get to him, he couldn't take him. De lo hava yishakipum megirsa, because he was constantly learning. So, solik yosin va'arz de beirav. So the Malach HaMavis stands on top of some sort of cedar tree that was next to the base measures, and Paga Arzo, he breaks it, makes a big noise. The Shasak, the Chizda, jumps up to take a look, the Yachalei, and he grabbed it. Yeah? So I don't know how old was Rav Chisda that he died right away without being sick. I don't know. So Chia lo havi matzi le mikavile. The Malach HaMavos couldn't come close to him. Yom echad idmi le ka'anyo. One day he came in front of Rav Chisda like an oni. Asa taif abava. And I guess he knocked on the door of his house. Va'amrele, and he asked him Rav Chia, apikli rifta, can you give me some bread? Sa'apikule. So he gave him some bread. So Amrele, so I guess now the Malach HaMavos appears as who he is. And he says, "Hello, kamarache mar aanye."
The family members brought the bread, not him. The members of Chia's household.
Yeah, the others brought it out. Brought
some bread. Knock on the door, and the family.
Because afiku, they maybe that's plural. Okay, afiku le. So amar le. So Malach HaMavos says to Rav Chia, "The lab kamarache mar aanye, ahu gaber malik kamarache mar." Your family is so you have pity on the ani. You have pity on me. I'm just doing my job. Why are you pushing me off? You have pity on me. So Galilei, he appeared that he's a Malach HaMavos. Achlele showed to the Nura. I guess he showed him some torch, some fire, and so that Rav Chia knew that he was really Malach HaMavos. But I'm saying now, Rav Chia said, "You're right, take me," and he goes. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah continues talking about the Nihugim of burying a mace on Chol HaMoed. So the Nashim b'Moed Ma'anos, the women on Chol HaMoed can do Ma'anos. We'll see what that is. Avlo mitapchos, but they can't do mitapchos. Ma'anos means, I guess, they can raise their voice. Mitapos, I mean, they clap their hands in Der Tsar. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hasmuchos lamita mitapos. Those who are close to the deathbed, right by the deathbed, they can do mitapos. And for Rosh Chodeshim, the Chanukah Purim, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, Ma'anos umitapos. They can do both. Everyone can be Ma'ana and mitapich. But, Bezeh, but on Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim, lo mekononos. They can't do kinoi. They can't do kinos. So, Nikmar ha-mace, but once the mace is buried, I guess this is everything is before the mace dies. Once the mace is buried, lo ma'anas v'lo metapchos. Maybe that means on all these other days. They can do all these things bifnei ha-mace, but once the mace dies, they can't do ma'anos and they can't do metapchos. So ezehu inoy, what's considered inoy that they're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? Shekulon onos ka'achas, that they all say the same thing. They all wail the same thing. Kina, but kina is sha'achas medaberes, shekulon onos achareha. One person says, and they all say, answer something. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Bilamdena binosechem nehi v'isha ru'usa kina. I don't know, v'isha ru'usa kina, I'm not sure what's the title of the Pasuk.
Each daughter is wailing and one another each lamentation.
But where is that? I don't know how to prove that it means lamentation. It's using the definition.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Avalasid Lavo who omer, but in the future you're not gonna have a problem with this because Bilam Mavis Lanetzach, Umacha Shema Lakim Dimame Al Kolpanim. In the future there won't be any Misa and we don't have to wipe away all the tears. Okay. That's what that means either. Hey, Ma'amaron. Now the Gemara is gonna say, how did the women wail or cry? Gemara's gonna give a list of different things that these women in a certain city said, and then what the meaning behind them is that you can do for homework. So Ma'amaron. Amar Rav, Rav says, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila. Woe is to the one who is walking, I guess is the mace, and woe is to the package. I guess that's the package is the nefesh, I think, that is given to the person. So woe is to the person, woe is to the nefesh. I guess that they're gone, or that the person is gone, and the nefesh has to leave, I guess. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mashe de Shachnetziv Amri Hachi. The women of the Shachnetziv would say as follows, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila, we just said. Rav says, "Nasei the shachnasiv amrim." The women in shachnasiv were noheg to say as follows: "God garma the nimte mayil antiche." If you pull out the food from the teeth, then the water gets to the inside.
The bone from the body.
Right, he says the food from the teeth. And the water can go in. Okay, I don't know what that means. I guess when you pull the food out. I don't know what it means. Yeah. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Nishay de Shachasiv Amrim, this is what they used to say. Atuf vikasoi ture de bar rami ubar ravehu. The mountains should cloak themselves in darkness because the one who's coming to be buried, he's a great man. But Amar Rava, Nishay de Shachasiv Amrim, they said as follows. Shayol itstila de melsa, the bar chorin de shalimu zivadei. I guess it's thinking, right? What does that mean? It means that sometimes it's good for somebody to die, a person who has no food, it's better for him to die because his death is better than his life because he doesn't have to, you know, forage for food anymore. The Amar Rabba, Rabba continues, Neshe the Shachas of Amar, this is what they used to say as well. Rahit v'nafil amabara v'zufta yozif. A person who was always so busy, and every day he would run after money, now he ends up going back, so all that money is worth nothing, but he always goes back, he goes back to the grave with nothing. Here's Tachrichim. You spend all this time to amass fortune, but in the end you're going to go back with just your Tachrichim. Yeah, Rahit.
No, it says it fell in hard time.
Where's that Rashi? That was in the Ksav Yad. I saw in the Rashi Ksav Yad.
He's compelled to borrow to pay for Tachrichim.
Where was the Rashi in the Ksav Yad I saw? Sometimes he has it on the page, sometimes he doesn't. So what does he say it means?
He's gonna
become poor beforehand because he's gonna have to borrow money to get Tachrichim. He's gonna lose everything.
Yeah, he just fell on hard times.
Uh-huh. Oh, so they're saying about this individual. Right? He was rich, now he's poor. But Amar Rabba, Neshei the Shachas of Amran, Achna Tagre Azavzge Mibadku. Our brothers, the merchants, right? They are were they? I guess were they believed and were they trustworthy or not? Right? The ghost Mar Rav Ronsberg. He explains a lot of this stuff. Perish Achenu Asokrim the Azavzge Midbiku Ba'Achrisam. Nira Ashram Kigon Zesh Emo Akshav Malikvor Va Almes Ani Omim Oso Kadesh Shirach Molav. I don't know what that means. What does he say? That means this one? Our brothers, the merchants, Zavzagay Midbiku. They cling.
They're going to
determine whether you're dealing with honest. Honest. Okay. Amar Rabba Neshei Amrin Mosa Kimosa Umarin Chibula. The misa of this person is like the misa of everybody else because everyone in the end is going to die. Umarin chibula, but he had bad yisurim. I guess the extra yisurim were given to him. And he did different things that they said at different people's levayas, I guess. Okay, Tanya, learning a brisa.
I mean, it seems like the lamenting the fate of those who pass away, but usually they go to a better place, like we say, and we are the ones who suffer.
Okay.
Right? Is that one we?
Outlook is that they are now in... Don't know. Tanya, we learn in the Braisa. Hai Rabbi Meir Omer, Tol Alechas Al Beis Avel, it's called in the Mishnah of Pasuk Koheles, it's better to go to the house of an Avel, Mi Lechas Al Beis Mishnah, to go to a party house. And the Pasuk says, V'chai Yitain El Libo, so the one who's alive will pay heed. So what's he going to pay heed to? Devarim Shal Misa. If you have to pay heed to things of Misa, he has to do things to help out the mace. The Yispad, if he's maspid the mace, Yaspudinei, people will maspid him. The Yikbar, if he's Uksek and bury the mace, Yikbarunei, they'll bury him. The Yiton, Yitanunei, I guess if he wants to carry the mace, they'll carry him. Didol, Yidunei, if they sing for him, you know, when they raise their voice for the mace, they'll raise their voice for him. The Ikad Amri, and once say, Dilo Yidal Yidunei. That someone who does not raise himself, he does not raise himself, and he doesn't, he lowers himself to deal with the tzarchei kvura, then they'll raise him as well. Diksev, paskas the mishle, ki tov amar lecha alei heina, paskas the mishle, mahashpil chalif nein adiv, asher ruin efa. It's told that you would raise yourself, and with this thing, I guess, then raise yourself in gaiva. You should lower yourself down to help out somebody, the mace. Tana Rabbanan. Now you see some wonderful nicham avail. So Tana Rabbanan. Kishemesu banos Rabbi Shmuel. When the sons of Rabbi Shmuel were niftar, nichnasu arba zakenim l'nachmal. Four zakenim came in to Menachem Avel. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Lazar Dazari, Rabbi Kiva. Right? Amar lahem, Rabbi Tarfon says, De'usha chacham gadol. You should know that Rabbi Shmuel is a great chacham. Oh, they didn't know that. Ubaki ba'gados, and he knows our gada. Al yikanes echad mekem l'toch divrei chavero. So one person should overlap with the other person. Just make sure you be careful what you say. So Rabbi Kiva, vani achmar. Rabbi Kiva says, I'll go last. So Pasach Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel opens, right? Rabbi Shmuel says first, he's sitting Shiva, he has to speak first. But Amar, and he says, Rabu Avon Osav, I have many, my sins are great, Tichapu Avalav, V'ichich Rabosav, Pam Rishon of Vishniyah. And so, I did so wrong, I have so many Avelos, that I have a matriarch and a rabbanon to come multiple times to be menachem over me for my sons.
Why is he not saying Avonosi? Saying his sins?
My sins, my multiple sins.
Oh, so it's his sins.
He's talking about himself.
He's talking about himself.
Nana Rabbi Tarfon. Tarfon answers and says, "Va'amar." And it says, "It's by Mesa, the Mesa of Nadav Aviyu." It says, "Va'chechen kol beis Yisrael yifkus asreif." They all cry for Nadav Aviyu. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. My Nadav Aviyu shlo salim mitzvah achas. Nadav Aviyu only did one mitzvah that day. Dixiv va'yikrevu b'nei Aaron as adam elav. They were able to bring the dam right for that mitzvah. Everyone still cried for them. Kach banas Rabbi Shmuel, your children that they learned a lot of Torah every day. Alach tzkam v'kama. We should come and be menachem you. Rabbi Yossi Glili comes and says, it says in Malachim, this is by the Nevuah of Achiyahu, who was the wife of Yeravam, who is talking about the Misa of their son Aviyah. V'saftu lo kol Yisrael v'kavru, so they all had his spadim and they buried him. V'alo dvarim kavachomer, it's a kavachomer, Uma Aviyah ben Yeravam, Aviyah ben Yeravam, sholasa el davar achas tov. He only did one good thing. Iksiv, it says by him, Iksiv be Ya'an Nimsebo Dovar Tov. Right, he had one Dovar Tov. So Kach Banas Rabbi Shmuel, who did many mitzvos, Alach Eskav Kama. Alach Eskav Kama, we should be Menachem for you. So what was the Dovar Tov that Aviyah did? My Dovar Tov, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Chad Amar Shebito Mishmarto, Ba'ol Regel, Chad Amar Shebito Pardisaos, Shahoshi Rav Aviv Al Hadrachim, Toyal Yisol Regel. Pum Andrama says the Dovar Tov was that he went and did a lila regel, because remember, the Yeravam put up the guards, and one says he took down all the guards and not everybody else to do a lila regel.
So, because Rabbi Shmuel sends his sons died?
That's what he was saying. There are steers in the Gemara about whether they do that, whether children die for the sins of their...
Right, I'm sure sins weren't so...
He's an avdol, so now they've been menachem him. So then the Rabbi Lazar ben Azayir, Ba'amar, he says by Yirmiyahu, right? Yirmiyahu is talking about Tzidkiyahu. It says, B'sholom tamus, u'b'misrafosav osecha, malachim arishonim, eshar hayu lefanecha kein yishbulach. He said, die in peace, and everything's going to be burnt, you know, like the old days, it'd be done in a covered way. All his possessions are going to be burned. If we talk about Tzidkiyahu for a second, Tosas points out that Tzidkiyahu, the Tosas says, that Tzadik Gomer Hayah. He was a complete righteous man. But in the text of the Tanakh itself, the only thing you see that he did was that he brought Yirmiyahu out from the cement, from the dirt. Right. You don't see him doing anything great. You say he's great, but you don't necessarily see it in the text.
Who put him there?
What?
Right. Not only that.
Who put him?
Nebuchadnezzar.
It was destroyed on his watch.
What?
Oh, no, it was destroyed on his watch.
Right. So now the Rabbi Lazar ben Azayi for Amr b'Shalom Tamus misposav asecha malachim arishonim shalach levnech yisvelov alod varn dar chomer umatzit ki yom elch yudah shloasa elam mitzvah achas. He only did one thing. Shehela Yirmiyah. Yeah, the Jews put him in there, I think. Shehela Yirmiyah minatit. Right, because after he and Yirmiyah made the nevuah that Yerushalayim would fall to Melech Bavel, the ministers, I think they threw him in. And when Tzidkiyahu heard, he pulled him out. He just only did this one thing. Kach baruch Rabbi Shmuel achas kam v'kama. Nana Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva then comes and says, it says by the Nebuah of Zechariah, talking about Achris Hayamim, that there's going to be this great hesped. By Yom Ahu, Yigdal HaMisbeid Yerushalayim, you have this great hesped, because all the people are going to die, Him Misbeid Hadrimon Bivikas Migidon, like the hesped of Hadrimon and the Bikon Migidon. And what is he talking about? What hesped was that? So Amar of Yosef, Imal Tagume da Haikra, without the Targum of this Pasuk, Lovi Dan Mata Amra, I wouldn't know what he's talking about, because what it means, but Idnahu at that time, Yaske Misbe the Rishlayim, Kimisbe the Acha ben Omri, it's going to be like the Hesped of Acha, the son of Omri, the Kato Yase Hadrimon bar Tavrimon, I guess I was killed by Hadrimon, who Kimisbe Yoshia bar Amon, the Kato Yase Paro Hagir because Megiddo, that Yoshia was killed by the hands of Paro in the valley of Megiddo. So you can have the Hesped then, it's going to be as great as the Hesped of Achav and Yoshia. Now Yoshia was a tzaddik, Achav was not, so why was it such a great Hesped for him? So Bahalo Dvarn Kavachomer, Ma Acha Melech Yisrael, also Ella Dabar Acha Tov. He only did one good thing. Tiksiv, it says, Vahamelech Hayama Amid Merkab and Nochach Aram. He was wounded in battle, but he didn't succumb to his wounds right away. He stood up tall, so people wouldn't realize in those days if the king was killed, that basically you drop your arms and run away. It was over. So he made sure not to do that. So Kach Baruch Shabri Shmo, Alachas Kavakama. Okay. Armele Rav Lerav Bar Meri, Ksiv Bebe Titkiyo, it said by Titkiyo, B'Shalom Tamus, he'll die peacefully. But that's not true. The Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk that after Nebuchadnezzar takes him away, he blinded him and he threw him in jail. So Amrlei Hachem Rav Yochanan. So it wasn't peaceful. So Amrlei Hachem Rav Yochanan. Shemesh Nebuchadnezzar b'yomav. Not Nebuchadnezzar died first. Then Sitkiyahu died. He outlived Nebuchadnezzar. So he died. That's how he died in peace. Okay, whatever that means. Vamar Rava L'Rav Bar Meri Sivvei B'Yoshiyahu. It says by Yoshiyahu Lachein Hini Osvicha Al Vosecha V'Nesapta Al Vosecha B'Shalom. You'll die peacefully. But we know that he was Ritzul Gemara. And well, I think it was a Megillah or a Titus. He had thousands of holes from all the arrows that pierced him. So, Uksiv, it says in Divrei Yomim, Vayoru Hayoru Lamelech Yoshia. The archers, they rained the arrows all over him. So, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Sha'asu Kichev Arad. They made like a sieve. So, what does it mean he died peacefully? So, Amalei Hachi Amar of Yochan, he died peacefully. Shalachar Beis HaMidrash B'Yamav. The Beis HaMidrash wasn't destroyed in his days. That's why he was able to die peacefully. But right, but Sitkiyahu died peacefully, even though the Beis HaMidrash was destroyed in his day. His peace was that Nebuchadnezzar died first.
That
can't be considered a peaceful death. Gemara says it's considered peaceful. I'm not going to argue. Amar Rabbi
Yochanan.
Okay. So he's still died peacefully because the Beis HaMidrash was destroyed in his time. For him, that was peacefully. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Menachamin Rishayim Lomar Ad Sheyiftach Ebel. The mourners should not speak until the Avel speaks first. Shneamar, the pasuk says by Eov, Achrei Kain Pasuk Eov is Pihu. After that, Eov opened his mouth and began to speak. By Yikalel as Yomo, and he starts, bemoaning his situation. And only after this, Vahadar Leyan Eliphaz Ataymon Yivayomar. Then Eliphaz gets up and starts speaking. So you're not supposed to speak until spoken to by the Abel.
It's funny how so many halachas here, we only accepted like a small.
Yeah, the Abel is very strange. Is that there are halachas all across the board, right? But we don't do kriyas amita. We don't throw the shoulder. Right. Plenty of things. The husband doesn't tear kriya for the in-laws.
Right, the first 2 days is more than the other. I mean,
some people still have a little bit of that.
It's not like exactly
right.
Described.
Right, ein lachanami.
Which
halachas why we no? Ein lachanami. The Gemara then says. Oh, sorry. Amar Bivo Minayim Avel Shemesa Birosh. I guess this is during the Sudas Havara that the Avel has to sit at the head. Shemar, as the pasuk says, this is one of the things that Eov said. He said, "Evchar Darkam VaAshev Rosh VeEshkon Kimelech VeGedud Kasher Avelim Yinachem." Yes, so sit at the head. I guess when I was great, I sat at the head, and now when I'm the Avel, I guess everyone else sits around me. So it seems like it says Yinachem Achrini Mashma. The mashma of the pasuk is that others now sit at the head. So how does that prove that the other sits at the head? So don't read it Yinachem. Some of Nachbar Yitzhak, rather you should read it as Yinachem with a chirik and a kamatz. Yinachem ksiv. So that's how with a yud and a kamatz under the nun. So that's going on the avel. I'm not exactly sure how that works. I mean, the avel was the one who sits at the head. Marzurcha Amrei Hacha, he learns it from here. The Sar Mirzach Siruchim. Well, Mirzach is the Avel, because that means he's Mar and Zach. And Siruchim is Naser Sar Siruchim. Yes, the Sar, the Sama close to a shin, the Sar Mizrach Siruchim. He becomes the Sar, he sits at the head. And Amar Bichama Brachanina, Minayin Lechason Shemesa Verosh, Haino the Chason sits at the head. Shemar Kichason Yichahin Peher. The Chason should be Peher, like the Kohen. Ma Kohen Berosh. The Kohen has to go first, give him money off, you make him bench first. Av Chasan Birosh. So through the Chasan, you have to give him Kavod. The Kohen Gufu Minolon. Where do we know that the Kohen himself has to be treated in that way? The Tani of the Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in the Braisa, in the Beis Rabbi Shmuel, it says, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, V'kidashto, you should make him holy, Ki Yislechem L'Kechu Makriv, L'chol Dovr Shavik Dusha. You should be V'kidashto for everything. The Toach Rishon, he's the first Aliyah. The Varech Rishon, to make Birchus Hamotzi and to make Birchus Hamazon. The Litomon Yofer Rishon. And when you're going to give out the items, he should get a greater portion. Amr Bechinina, Rechinina says, Kasha Yitzias Nesham in a Guf. It's very so difficult for the Neshama to leave the Guf. They point out that the Neshama is leaving the Guf. The difficulty is that he's very much attached to the Gashmas. So Kasha Yitzias Nesham in a Guf. There's some type of knot that they're untying. That it's very difficult for a knot to go through some sort of hole. A different, these thick ropes that they tie to two boats together, and then they pull him tight so they can come out together. That makes them very difficult to pull him out. That's the difficulty of the neshama leaving the guf. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll be Messiah tomorrow, and we'll bring a chagiga tomorrow as well. We'll start the Masech chagiga tomorrow as well. Have a good day.
Right.